I better get those feet tapping, fingers snapping, all hands clapping. Buckle up, gobble some podcorn. It's the Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle. And here we go.
Warning. This episode contains explicit language and may not be suitable for listeners under the age of 18. Please take caution. You have been warned.
Oh, what a day it is today. Yes, a feel-good free-for-all Friday, as we have come to expect. There was a little bit of a warning because things could get a little loose. Because with unexpected pleasure, a day of revolution and evolution. It was on this very day that America launched its revolution in 1775, and 34 years later, the birth of Charles Darwin, who would launch us into evolution theory with his own Darwinism. Some more fun facts on this day. In 1927, Mae West was sentenced to 10 days in jail for her revolting performance portraying a prostitute in the Broadway play Sex. Some would say she was evolving the theater. Some would say Emma Stone just won an Academy Award for kind of doing the same thing. In 1993, it was this day that members of the Branch Davidian cult set fire to their compound in Waco after a 51-day standoff, dare I say their own revolution. 2 years later, on this day in 1995, the Oklahoma City truck bombing. What the hell did the Mayans say about April 19th? Can somebody look that up for me? I do find it very interesting to look at the events on these specific days when we have the show. Revolution and evolution, I also find very interesting. How can both be applied to the here and now in the sports verse? We know that evolution has sparked many a revolution amongst us, even as we continue to evolve. Do not be sucked in by the gravity of the words, because they are powerful. Sports continue to evolve. That is fair, though perhaps not at the speed we would like in an era when everything is moving so damn fast. What would the sports revolution entail? I mean, as sports continue to evolve with many revolutions within, this I can see. I also see the slippery slope and thin ice the very words evoke. They are powerful. Suffice it to say, I will try to stay within the sports verse. Are we at the very beginning of it, the evolution of women in sports? Revolutions fought, still to be fought, women in sports paving the way for the new women in sports. And that place is now truly evolving. Set aside for a moment the sheer mountains that still need to be climbed. Revel in the moment that just happened when the women's college tournament outdrew the men. In an Olympic year, which sports this summer will draw you in? Who are our Olympic stars this summer? Things to think about for sure, to keep watch on over time. Watching. Watching is key. We watched the women. If only for that moment, we love the story of Caitlin Clark. The NCAA did a brilliant job. She's the new bright face. Not alone. Not alone in her sport. Pioneers of the revolution still on the court. How can, just for examples, the WNBA, the LPGA, keep us watching? Just found out, Caitlin Clark, number one overall pick, signed her deal. She's going to get $77,000 per year. Top pick in the NBA draft, going to get, let's round it up, about $11 million. Life's not fair, yet the proportions will tell you it is, because the watchers watch. Watching is where the money comes. Where the watchers watch is where the money piles up. And the game needs to be watchable or marketed to be consistently better. I still have more work to do on some numbers, so don't drag me under the bridge, you freaking trolls. There is a lot of money out there. There is. We see it. How can the number one pick get 11 million? How can the guy on the bench get 1.6? I don't want to begrudge anyone the money that they can make or anyone trying to make any money. Let's go back to golf. Scottie Scheffler. Scottie knows. He just made, again, I'm going to round up, 13 million in 35 days. And the guys on the PGA Tour complain. They complain about the money. You know what I say? Go win. And allegedly, Rory has been proposed by the 54 Tour to the tune of $850 million. $850 million. So if that's the fake news, let's go ahead and call it 650, a good 650. Is it all about the money? Rory has money. So did DJ, Rom, Koepka, just to name a few.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Love that money!
Let's watch what happens. Just so happens that if you have a beard or a fancy stash, I do have the answer. Use promo code MICK15 at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. Join the evolution of beard science with a revolution on your face. Use promo code MICK15 at ValhallaBeardAndBody.net. The Mickle Pod and Pickle with Mickle is all new, twice a week, all major podcast apps. Earbuds in, podcorn ready, it's back to the show. The Tour Awards aren't going to help the LPGA directly, though in refer to full troll disclosure, the PGA can help the LPGA, and back to the hardwood, hasn't the NBA pledged in the past to help the WNBA? Where does the help come from? Is it just money? How can the money steer more people to watch? Korda, Nelly Korda, doing, dare I say, tiger-like things, right? She's doing the same things Scheffler's doing. She's teeing it up in the LPGA's first major this week, the Chevron. She's the next in women's golf. Let's just go back to Annika Ochoa, Wee Kramer. Now you've got Korda, Lexi Thompson, still out there. Plenty of marketable stars. There's not one answer. These leagues need to find a way to get some of these dollars and more watchers. Simple, not simple. The most recognizable face in pickleball is that of 17-year-old Annalee Whiplash Waters. Like a lot of these star athletes, she makes her money more in endorsements. Do we even know? What does she take home for any of her wins this year? Can the evolution of pickleball help the revolution of what we see as better, more fair pay across the sports? Like I said, there's not one answer. How about this crazy, insane idea? Maybe it's been thrown out there before. We all know I'm typically late to the batty. Women's hoops. I say lower the rim 3-4 inches, lengthen the three-point line. You'd watch. More people would. Remember when games didn't have to be live? This could work in pickleball. Also, record it. Make it an event, not a WWE or XFL, UFL, whatever the crap that is. Not that it's crap, makes a lot of money. But I think you know what I'm saying. You can highlight the best parts of the game, showcase the stars. We'll get more people to watch. The people who go to the games are still at the game watching the live games, more tailored for your playoffs and championships. No matter what you say or hear, what does matter is this. It's come a long way, baby. Let's take a quick break and ramble on. When the party gets away, relax. Bring out a sack of Jacks. Fidget Jacks. Fidget Jacks will keep the kids busy with fun. Uniquely coated without lead and our patented octagonal topper, fidget jacks are child safe. They can't swallow them. You've got this. You've got fidget jacks. Available where dreams are sold. Fuck, the NFL draft is next week. That means there's time. Time for us all to accept the fact that Bill Belichick is going to join Pat McAfee for his NFL draft show. Have we evolved? Is this the evolution of football? Or are we ready to revolt? I know it's fun. It's fun, fun, fun. April somehow has become draft month. NPL just had their draft. WNBA. And now the granddaddy of them all, the big boss, NFL draft is coming next weekend from Detroit. Thousands of fans will be there to see the evolution of their teams, ready to truly revolt when that pick is made or various draft grades are handed down after the fact. The WNBA draft, big success right off the heels of March Madness, well played, and capitalizing on draft fever. Let this marinate. Will any of the top three draft picks in the NFL get the patty the fever put on for Caitlin as she was introduced to the home fans at Gainbridge Coliseum, introduced as the savior. Savior of the team, savior of the league. We got Bears fans already betting the under on Williams' tenure in Chicago, for crying out loud. There will be more draft talk next week. The first round will be completed. And if you're in D-Town, stay a while. You know, take it in. Evolution and revolution, hopelessly intertwined today, right here in the Moreverse. Things were much simpler only 2 days ago. 2 days ago, wow. Nature is so beautiful. 575, right? Haiku is great. Haiku is awesome. Wednesday was Haiku Day. I will not let you forget it. Impress your friends with Haiku. You can say it is a part of your personal evolution. Join me in the revolution against horrible movie making. Damn it, I can't take it anymore. I've got to, because I like movies, like TV, all that stuff. I got to work it in. I love it. Yet, how can the silver screen continue to evolve if we just keep adding sequels and reboots? I can't do, is it a reboot, a remake, a sequel anymore? For the love of North Dakota, can you fucking tell me? Please tell me why there's a Bad Boys 4. Is Martin that bad? North Dakota is the 26th state of our fine union, and it is the Peace Garden State. There are many fine garden areas to explore in Detroit, if you're there for the draft, though they might not be so peaceful come draft time. I've got more thoughts on Bad Boys 4 and the evolution of remakes and reboots. Thoughts on the draft, pickleball in LA. You say you want a revolution. If there is a revolution in your house, because you have not evolved past bland old snacks, cheer up!
Honey, I don't see any almond, soy, or oat milk. Ah, I don't even see any regular milk or 2% low fat, fat free. Whoa, parents, stop arguing over milk not spilled. Throw a bowl of Power Crisps right on the floor. Breakfast or a snack, your little tykes can stack them and pack them right into their filthy little pie holes. Power Crisps are uniquely coated. They'll dissolve right in their mouth, leaving a crispy little kick. Power Crisps come in four fantastic flavors: vegan violet, orange, kale green, and red.
Love those crisps, baby. Pair those Power Crisps with a sack of fidget jazz. Crisp action out in LA this week for the LA Open and men's singles. Continues to see upset city as Hayden Patrickwin takes out Ben Johns, who has been very fidgety in singles this year. Shout out to all Arizona players, Arizona Pickle Power out there in LA. US Open happening in Florida. Pickleball's big, huge event. Of course, you got Nationals coming out here in November. In a day of evolution, revolution, how can I say this? Can we revolt? Unite? Agree on one, just one freaking scoring system? Now I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what to do because it's been duper, duper, duper. And now USA Pickleball, and APP, they're adopting Uter as the official scoring system. I'm all for more harmony between tennis, pickleball. I'm all for one effing scoring system for shit's sake. And the UTR is widely accepted in tennis, and the UTRP is the adjusted rating in pickleball. The UTRP. I mean, I think my shitty 3.53 duper is still shitty if we convert it to a UTRP. I'm working. I'm getting my number better. You do you. There has to be a way to score games you play outside of entering tournaments. Yes, I had Gordon, Gerard, Gerbay, Giles, all of them on my show, and he's got National Pickleball League. It is Rec League. You can enter scores in there. You can go join it. Might be around you and you can play, but we need just something centralized for everybody, I think. Because entering tournaments all the time, you know, duper sanctioned or now UTRP sanctioned, it's not cheap. Just not cheap. Speaking of which, congrats though, throwing out congratulations today. All those drafted into National Pickleball League, NPL, there was league expansion this year, play beginning soon. I'm going to try to get some of those players on the court with me. Know some owners in that league, you know. Not going to drop any names, but, you know, go back through the archives. Can hear some good interviews. Pickleball is in a unique position to help these bigger sports. The optics say people are watching. Networks are carrying it, streaming it. Live attendance is actually coming up. Tickets at the events. That's not cheap anymore either. Shit. I mean, we need to know more about where this money is going. $75 million might sound small in the sportsverse. I don't think it is. And now April is paddle drop month, right? Maybe it's every month. I mean, paddles are costing upwards of $200 a pop. And now that's all the rage. Popping the paddle. The internal revolution, as well as scoring, you know, which tour do you support? I mean, more pop, more power, more speed. Which side are you on? Duper, UTRP, UPA, APP? Ah! You go crazy. I mean, I love pickleball. I'm going to try to bring you as much of it as I can. That's why you come to the one show that keeps you in the know. What we need to know is how much are these players making in tournament dollars? Not their paddle dollars, endorsement deals. How much in tournament dollars per year? Or what are these contracts? You know, what about the MLP money? And what kind of cash, is there cash stuck inside those Stanley Cup replica trophies that they win? That would be pretty cool. Back to MLP. MLB, set to get going, still set to get going in May. Who you got? Arizona Drive gets going in the Atlanta event on Saturday, the 11th. Main action starting May 9th, subject to change, of course. Yet the teams are locked in. They have that MLB draft, remember? Let's meet the hometown team. Other teams can get their kicks on Route 66. This team is driving their way to the MLP title. Andre Diescu, Lacey Shineman, Caitlin Christian, and Dylan Frazier are your Arizona Drive. The Drive will take the court against Columbus and DC pickleball teams Saturday and hope to survive the shock on Sunday. The sliders from the bus are not slipping past anyone this year. Hello, Newman, Megan Dizon, Connor Garnett, and Brooke Buckner. No breaks. Keep driving through the DC pickleball team. They've got James Ignatovich, Rachel Boom Boom Rohrabacher, Deckel Barr, and Mighty Mouse herself, Elise Jones. That team, fun to watch. I won't be shocked if St. Louis brings the heat in Atlanta. They've got Anna Bright, Hayden Patraquin, yes, that HP, Kate Behe, and my guy, Gabe Tardio. They are looking to shock opponents all night long. It's round one of MLP. And it all begins in Atlanta. In big, huge local news, Center Court Pickleball set to open May 15th. If you live here in the Valley, you need to check it out for yourself. This is not a paid endorsement. I think I have to say that, right? I don't know. I'm excited to see the movie, back to movies, Abigail, this weekend. Gonna go see it with my boys. I know, my children, right? My boys. They are my boys. I mean, they are boys, they're my children, whatever. I'm excited. Now, I'm not excited about Bad Boys 4. I don't think Will Smith's hurting. Is Martin could be hurting. Who knows? And I've heard Happy Gilmore 2 is coming. And sure, we got a lot of vampire movies. This Abigail looks good, though, right? It follows a new script. If you've seen it, you know, they kidnap the girl, the rich girl. They're going to hold her for ransom. Turns out, hello, she's a vampire. Go see it. Looks good. Happy Gilmore 2. How about this? Happy Gilmore 2 will do more at the box office than Bad Boys 3 and 4. I know that's bull cut. Sometimes you pay extra for that. Did I miss the NBA play-in games? How about an NBA revolution that will shorten the season? Don't sell your weekend short. Make the best of it. Go see Abigail. Play some pickleball. Stay safe out there. Stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.